The Average Network returns to the fray for 2004 with episode 36 of The Adventures of Huckleberry Bush, President of the Known World. Join us as we return to the Batcave of Count Richard Janney, Vice President of the Known World, where, along with the head of Henry Kissinger and their evil assistant Rumsfeld, the fate of the world is being decided.
I don't know why you bother asking me. You have rationalizations for every idiot decision you make. We have wasted two reasonably cooperative Iraqi coalition leaders.
Jake Garner was a fool. Bremer isn't much better.
Watch it, Richard. I have a soft spot in my heart for Jerry.
You haven't got a heart, Henry. You're a disembodied head that lives in a hat box.
All right. I have a soft spot in my central tubing and pumping apparatus. That isn't the point. The point is you've warped my plan. I told you how to take over the world. And you gave it to Wolfowitz, and he and your neocon friends have screwed it up. You allowed Donald to control Iraqi reconstruction.
That wasn't very bright, was it?
No, it wasn't. All because you and your friends want to get even richer. What do you do with it all? You redecorate your caves every month or two. To no good purpose.
Money is power, Henry.
Wrong. Power is money, Richard. All things flow from power.
But power is intangible.
Not when you have it, it isn't. Money is nothing. Donald Trump swims in a world of real debt. No one cares. He's spinning. When you have power, you can spin and someone will agree no matter how irrational it sounds. Why do you think I told Rove to leak Valerie Plame to Novak?
I know, Novak is part of our spin machine, and Bill Kristol's crowd at the Treatley Standard can't be trusted.
I trust them, but no one ever believes them.
Of course not. They're all crazy. I warned you in 1980 that Reagan's spin machine would leave you with a bunch of fanatics.
Yes, I recall, but you can't deny that Bill and Tucker and Michael were very useful during the Clinton
Tucker
years.
Tucker Carlson's from California, yet even he became a stuffy New England spinster when he went to work for Bill Kristol.
I think it's something in Bill's employment requirements. Do you know, he still has an FDR voodoo doll.
They only make his shoes from Republican cows. Please, let's stay on subject. We are supposed to be partners. I could have left my head in that Harvard lab for all the use you make of me. Of all of you, only Condi takes me seriously.
Henry, you've been invaluable. You're the smartest living head I've ever known, and I've known a few in my time. But you gave us Jerry Bremer, Henry.
All right, Jerry's a fool, but he's a good accountant. And it was you that gave us Doug Fife, Rumsfeld, Generals Frank, Sanchez, and Myers. You annoyed the Taliban and Al-Qaeda, made an issue of Saddam, gave the environment to your energy buddies, and you and that idiot Ashcroft gave us all these Patriot Acts. And Tom Ridge.
Thomas has been very useful and, compliant.
I told you how to subvert the Constitution without anyone noticing.
John, well, likes to hang things. And
but the
people.
Secret is to return the Constitution to its full power when you're done with it. But you're making that impossible.
Well, all right, things can be better, I'll grant
you. This cave always smells like death and disease.
Don't you like it?
No, I don't like it.
I'm sorry. It's the new goth sense from Bela of Budapest. Rumsfeld gave it to me for the, holidays. It's called Batcave by Moonlight. It reminds me of my crypt.
I'm certain of that. Where is Rumsfeld?
I don't know. Donald?
Masters, I was at the periscope.
He's coming, Masters. With Ashcroft.
His vacations never last long enough. Fetch refreshments, Donald.
Yes, Master.
Dick? Count Cheney?
Folly the stench, George. It's them new scented candles Rumsfeld comes back with.
Here, George, the music cavern.
Hot dang.
Hey, listen.
Now, George.
Badness graceless, what was that?
Where's my music? Dad got me this here MP3 player for Christmas.
Gah! Watch the references!
Dick, you gots to get over this here aversion to religious references. Laura taught me that. Christ's good for you.
Stop!
He's America's God.
No more, please!
You'd better quit, Mr. President. He'll go all molten pretty soon.
Fascinating. I'll have to remember that.
Howdy, Henry. Heidi, Dick.
Thank you for recusing yourself from the leak investigation, Ashcroft. Have you created a scapegoat?
Got us an intern nobody likes. He's related to Novak somehow. We's gonna set him up. Then I'll gun him down while he's escaping.
Excellent. That'll stop the investigation in its tracks. Have you informed Mr. Fitzgerald?
Pat's are gonna hold him while I shoot him.
Fine. That should work.
At least part of the year will start off nice.
Well, George, how was your quail hunting?
We missed him. Dad thinks he winged him, but we didn't find no body. Never knew old Dan Quail could run that fast.
He's very slippery.
So's old Bill Rehnquist.
Rehnquist, sir. The Chief Justice.
Yeah, whatever. He says I'm dishonest and Congress is crooked.
That's not exactly what he said, George.
Well, it's close enough.
Mr. President, the Chief Justice says essentially the same thing every year, and has since he became CJ. Justice Rehnquist is a curmudgeon. We shall deal with him in our way. No, John, that does not mean you can hang him.
How'd you know I was going to say that?
It's what you always suggest, Mr. Attorney General.
Well, by gobs, it's all as appropriate. Lethal injections ain't no fun. Yeah, when am I going to take over this here world place? I'm a-tired of playing with America.
If Richard doesn't dispose of some dead wood, you won't get to take over the world.
Aw, man, I already got me a uniform.
That's right, Henry. Put it all on my head.
Dick, you brought them all back on board.
Henry, you trained nearly every one of us.
Everyone except Colin and Carl Rove.
Well, Carl is practically family, and by making Colin Secretary of State, we've ruined his political career.
Huh. How so? I don't get it neither.
It's simple.
Good.
Colin has been less than imposing as Secretary of State.
Of course, we gave him insoluble problems.
Precisely. He knowingly lied to the UN and used fraudulent intel to Congress to push your preliminary war. He appears weak and ineffectual.
That's why we brought in Jim Baker.
Jim knows everyone. As soon as you are re-elected, you can fire Colin and Jim will be your new head of state.
Hey, cool. I like firing folks. But hey, Baker said I was an idiot.
But we all know that's not strictly true, don't we?
Who could think absolutely such a thing?
Well, I wouldn't watch me no cartoons with no idiot by God.
I'm intellectually lazy.
Of course you are, dear boy.
What is on your agenda this week?
That education thing. No child's behind left educated.
Close enough. Some people think it's cute when you do that.
Also, I got cover from my brother Neil some more.
Oh, good. What's he done this time?
Some minor insider trading scandal. Again.
George, Neil is going to get you in great trouble. Why don't we let Ashcroft have him?
By gobs. Mom says we can't. Neil's got some dirt on her. Says he'll use it if and he's gots to.
The perfect American family.
The Average Network has presented episode 36 of The Adventures of Huckleberry Bush, President of the Known World, written and produced by Uncle Bob Young and The Average Network. All celebrities who needed to be impersonated were impersonated and will continue to be impersonated just as long as necessary or longer. This is Pablo T-Flies running up the flagpole to see what salutes. Stay tuned!